Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
A Different Kind of Daughter, The Girl Who Hid from the Taliban in Plain Sight. Written by Maria Turpakai with Catherine Holstein. Read by Neela Vaswani. Not long after my father's and Aisha's fight with the elders at Benazir Bhutto's speech, we were forced out of our own tribe and told that we could never go back to our native valley, not even for a day. Whatever transpired at the Jirga, the elders' decision was final. Transgression would be fatal. My family's acts of heresy and dishonor were far too many now to count or ever forgive. Over the course of many years, my father had persistently and publicly raised his voice for women's rights. I was 7 years old and living out in the open dressed as a boy. My mother was still attending college, and all the members of our family lived as equals, male or female. My father often did household chores with my older brother, Taimur. The elders gave him many warnings, but my father refused to submit to their conservative patriarchal code. As the eldest son of an eldest son, Shams held a position of influence in the clan that his renegade views began to steadily undermine. Soon a proud and power-seeking uncle saw a chance for his own son to take my father's place in the hierarchy and plotted Shams's demise. In the middle of the night, a group of cousins went to shoot my father, but a firefight ensued that lasted until daybreak. In the end, my father survived, but two cousins were dead. To this day, my father believes that Allah had protected him against those who conspired against him, so that he could carry on his work to achieve justice for his daughters and all the daughters who had no father to speak out for them. He could not bring himself to see any of us subjugated any more than we already had been. It simply wasn't in his heart. Look at the bird tending its nest. Does it feed the male birds first, or tend to their needs before the females? No. They see and know no difference between their offspring. I am the same. I love and treat my sons and daughters equally. I believe this is what Allah truly wishes for our race, and I will not yield out of fear. I know my father said as much to the elders at the Jirga, and in that moment relinquished his privileged family ties and all the trappings that came with them. The only thing that saved him from a swift death sentence at the last tribal meeting he would ever attend was his noble lineage. Despite the consequences, he was willing to surrender blue-blooded wealth and power to emancipate his wife and daughters. I remember well how my father explained his predicament when we learned that we were truly outcasts and would never see our many cousins and other relatives again. He read out loud a quote from Friedrich Nietzsche, holding a beat-up hardcover book of philosophy in his hands as though it were a holy tome, and each word went straight into me like a courage-tipped arrow. The individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened, but no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself.